Washington voters legalized the sale and consumption of pot for adults, but some areas don't want to be part of that. The Pierce County Council voted to ban recreational pot, and yesterday the Attorney General said a ban like that is legal. Now, the state legislature is considering a bill that could effectively reverse the Attorney General's opinion. But in the meantime, Pierce County Councilmember Dan Roach is happy with the Attorney General's opinion. Dan Roach joins us now. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, you bet. Glad to be here.
First of all, what are the rules within Pierce County right now about growing, processing, and selling cannabis to adults?
Yeah, in Pierce County, we adopted a strict regulations, with the caveat that you have got to have, the federal government has got to okay marijuana, which obviously hasn't happened yet. So, in effect, it is a ban. If the federal government does act, then it would simply fall back to the regulations that we put in place.
Why did you decide to do that in Pierce County?
Well, the majority of the council felt that, there's a couple of reasons, actually. Some felt.
Dan, could you speak up a little bit, too? We're having a hard time hearing you. Get right up to that receiver and project a little bit more.
Can
thanks.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit better. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Okay, great. Yeah, there's a few reasons. One reason is there was confusion. You know, who has preemption? Is it federal government or is it state government? When you go in to raise your hand and swear to uphold the Constitution when you're sworn in, would you be violating that because you're going against federal law? There are also just, many practical, pragmatic concerns of how it would play out in Pierce County. The one thing I don't think voters knew when they voted for it, they knew that there was tax dollars being collected and that it was going for something, but it certainly doesn't go to county governments. So anything that may, if you've got more users and there are some more crime or whatever it's going to be, that's going to be us going back to taxpayers saying we need more money, and they're not going to realize that, hey, we thought we were already getting the money from the tax revenue. So there's that as well. I think there's just the fact that there are so many studies out there that shows what it does, especially in young people, and I think that's a concern is, although the initiative says 21 and over, when you legalize something and legitimize something, you're going to have higher use, and that's going to trickle down to underage kids as well. And I think there's a lot of emphasis put on that, on just what will it do to society. And the other question is, it's an experiment. We don't know. So what if we're wrong and it doesn't work like everyone thinks, and it does have some serious consequences in society? So I think, a combination of those things is really what I think brought enough council members on board to go in that direction.
I'm speaking with Pierce County Council Member Dan Roach. Dan, yesterday on the show, Allison Holcomb, who wrote the initiative to legalize cannabis, said in places like Pierce County that have made this illegal, they've really, in effect, banned shops and things like that. It's not as though the marijuana trade's going to go away, but it's going to be taking place with criminals selling the marijuana. What's your response to that?
Well, you can only look to one other state, and that's Colorado. But in Colorado, they do allow to have counties and cities ban. In fact, Colorado Springs, which is the second largest city in Colorado, has banned it, along with many others. And it seems to be working fine. I don't hear the arguments in Colorado to that effect. So I don't know why that would apply in Washington where it wouldn't in Colorado.
Do you think that this is Attorney General's opinion is going to settle this?
No, I don't. I mean, my thought is, and it's kind of always has been from the beginning, is this, because it is an experiment for one. So, a lot of people are guessing. A lot of people don't know, again, with the state law and federal law and everything that's going on, of what will happen and how it will all play out because it is so new. So I think you're going to see, this could go on for a number of years, probably in the courts, until you really find out how it's all going to shake up. I mean, that's one of the drawbacks, I would say, of throwing yourself out there and being the experiment. I think a lot of states in the country will be looking at Washington and Colorado to see all the mistakes that are made and watch it weave its way through the courts and then find out, where we are a few years down the road.
Hey, Dan, we're just about out of time, but have you heard about anyone who is challenging the ban that you have there in Pierce County?
Not to this point, no.
Okay, we shall see about that. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Pierce County Councilmember Dan Roach, one of the people that is pleased with the Attorney General's opinion yesterday that localities like counties and cities can keep in effect bans on selling cannabis to adults. This is The Record.